the Washington State Legislature convened in Olympia today. Lawmakers have an overabundance of issues to address, everything from basic education funding to how to regulate medical marijuana. One proposal that's caused quite a big stir is the governor's carbon tax. It's a plan Jay Inslee hopes will solve two problems at once: clean up air pollution and generate enough tax money to pay for big ticket items like education and transportation. We spoke with Republican Doug Erickson about Inslee's proposal. Erickson chairs the Senate's Energy, Environment, and Telecommunications Committee. He says a tax on big polluters would hurt average citizens.
My big concerns about Olympia and the legislative process is being fair to all parties. I think when Governor Inslee calls names like big polluters and those types of things, it doesn't help the system. I think he's trying to confuse people. He's trying to make it sound like this new tax on energy he's proposing will just hit corporate CEOs in Houston, Texas, when in reality, what he calls big polluters are working families trying to get their kids to and from soccer practice.
Erickson's counterpart in the House disagrees. Democrat Joe Fitzgibbons chairs the House Environment Committee. He says in other states, strategies like carbon tax have actually helped consumers.
In other states where they've enacted market-based mechanisms to reduce pollution, as they come online gradually, there have been, in some cases, falling prices in the northeastern states and in California for some of the energy products that were pollution was being reduced under those programs. So I don't think it's at all a foregone conclusion that the energy companies will choose to increase their prices.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins is with me. Hi, Austin.
Hello, Marcy.
So what do you think that Governor Inslee's carbon tax proposal might mean for an average consumer like me?
Well, it's kind of the whatever you want to say, $100 million, multi-hundred million dollar question. I mean, he says that this would produce hundreds of millions of dollars for tax coffers and specifically for education. But this is sort of this big unknown. Yes, other states, other countries have adopted carbon taxes and cap and trade systems. The question is, can the governor sell a divided legislature on this? Can the governor sell the public on this? And he's up against some challenges. On the one hand, we're, you know, a green state. We're sort of environmentally minded, but we're also a green state. We're a low carbon emitting state. We're a hydropower state. We're shutting down the state's last coal power plant. So can he convince enough people that this is something we've really got to do and that it won't hurt our economy, that it will be a job creator? And then you've got, you know, individuals like Senator Doug Erickson saying what the governor's proposing will drive up costs and hurt us. It's shooting us ourselves in the foot. That's the rub. Now, what we know is that the carbon tax or the carbon proposal polls pretty well, according to the latest Elway poll, but it also hasn't had a chance to be shot down yet.
So given the disparity between these two leaders on the environment, is the proposal dead before it hits the ground, or do you think it actually has a chance?
If I had to guess on day one, I say it's dead in this session, that what will happen is there will be a robust debate. And even Democrats haven't committed to this idea yet, but at the City Club in Seattle last week, House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan said, look, this is a serious proposal from the governor of the state of Washington. It deserves serious consideration. That's the least that can be expected. And when you hear advocates talk about this, they clearly think that this is essentially setting up perhaps a ballot measure for 2016. But could it get through this legislature in 105 days? Maybe it's part of some big grand bargain, but it seems like a long shot at this stage.
I'm talking with KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. And Austin, some lawmakers don't believe that the state of Washington even needs to raise more money, carbon tax or whatever you want to put forward. And the new Senate Majority Leader, Mark Schessler, says no matter what Governor Inslee says, the state's in pretty good shape.
Most families would be delighted to have 8.6% growth over the next 2 years. You know, right now, I believe that we have the capabilities of doing it without new taxes.
Does Mark Schessler speak for all Republicans with that comment?
Not necessarily. I mean, what we're hearing from the Senate Budget Chair, Andy Hill, Mark Schessler is from Ritzville, Washington, Eastern Washington. He certainly represents a more conservative district. You talk to Andy Hill, who's the Senate Budget Chair from Seattle's East Side, and he basically says taxes are a last resort. But he's not drawing a line in the sand on them. Look, you know, the governor is proposing about a 15% increase in state spending over the next 2 years. The state is expected to take in about $3 billion more in revenue just because the economy is recovering. If you just want to split the difference between that 8% in growth coming in the door, the 15% the governor wants to go to, somewhere in the middle, 10, 11, 12% growth, the argument Democrats will make is there's a lot of pent-up demand because of the Great Recession. Republicans are going to say, don't grow government too quickly, don't go too far on taxes, and they're going to have to find that, as I like to say, the Goldilocks just right somewhere in the middle.
Austin Jenkins is with me. He's KUOW's Olympia correspondent. Another item you're watching is quite interesting, a possible rule change in the state Senate. What is this proposal, and how would this change affect me?
Well, you'll remember that several times over the last many years, Washington voters have approved Tim Iman initiatives to require a two-thirds or supermajority vote for tax hikes. That was ultimately thrown out by the state Supreme Court. So now we're back to simple majorities for tax hikes. A couple of state senators are proposing a rule change within just the state Senate to require a two-thirds vote to get a tax measure to the floor of the Senate. So in effect, one chamber would have the two-thirds vote. That will be being debated behind closed doors and perhaps voted on today. Democrats have said if this happens, it's a poison pill for the rest of the session. But it's also clear that Republicans who control the Senate are not necessarily all in agreement that this is the best move on day one.
They need a two-thirds vote to pass a change that requires two-thirds for tax hikes?
That's a good question, and the answer is no, they do not.
So this is the first day of the legislative session. Not a lot usually gets done, sort of ceremonial. Besides this rule change vote, what else is on the docket?
Well, that's really, you know, the day one is sort of ceremonial in nature. It's the sort of the gavels drop. There's sort of pomp and circumstance. But then actually, as the day moves on, committee hearings start right away, and they've got packed schedules throughout the week. A lot of what happens is agency heads come in and brief them on issues like the healthcare exchange and what's happening at the Department of Ag. Child Protective Services will come in and do a briefing. So a lot of 101 stuff to get the new members up to speed. And then they just start tackling the bills that have been introduced. And a lot of bills were pre-filed. They're ready to go. And so we really are in the policy-making portion of the legislative session. The budget stuff, that's going to wait a while.
Austin Jenkins is KUOW's Olympia correspondent. We're going to be checking in with him every Monday on The Record. Later this hour, you'll hear more from the new Senate Majority Leader. Mark Chesler tells us a little bit more about his background and the issues he cares about. It's coming up on The Record.